another Netcast production brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at fancypantsgangsters.com.
It's time to cool it out, baby.
Let's go for it. This is the Twin Cities Tank. How are you guys?
Woo! Good.
It'll be great. How was your week, Brent?
Really good. I had a much better week than I did last week. I don't think I went quite as crazy this week.
Really? Why is that?
I don't know. I think I smoked a bunch of dope, so I felt better.
That's what, yeah. Well, that's what happens.
This is my recent foray into trying to become a pothead. It's really helped me.
Okay. Well, let's bring Brandon in on this conversation.
What's up, guys?
Brandon. Hi, is guys. The drummer for the Korat Gray Band, the KGB, the band that we're all in.
And he's also a suit. He's a suit at Tinderbox Music.
A stinky suit.
He's got the inside scoop on all things indie rock in this town.
Things awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's also got the inside scoop on all things pot related in
this town. The best
right.
pot related.
Yes. So, why are you becoming a pothead?
Well, remember last week when I talked about how I can't fucking relax anymore?
Mm-hmm.
Or if you listened to last week's episode, you probably thought that I was going to kill myself. But,
I think that... Every day.
I know. Or dream it. Coming out of that.
I mean about you.
No, I know.
Yes,
you want me dead. You've explained this before.
Yeah.
I think I need to really find ways to relax. I care too much, Pete. That's my thing, so I can't shut my brain off.
Yeah.
So I need something to shut it off for me. And Brandon's super turbo space weed is really helping with that.
Hybrid.
What is it?
It's a mad scientist, we call it.
What the fuck?
That's what it's called?
The mad scientist, yeah. Four different strains.
Have you ever personally coined a name for your dope? Have you ever come up with anything?
I've never. It's probably a bunch of bullshit.
Is that the dream of every good stoner?
I think that's what... I think you have to grow your own strain first. You got to be one of those scientist stoners.
Let's play hypothetical. If you were growing pot and you grew the shit that you made me smoke the other night,
mm-hmm.
what would you name it?
I'd name it... Afghani Dream.
Wow, that's
this
actually...
Shit, like, bombs are going off. It's crazy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you actually thought about this. We did not discuss this previously. No, I will say that none this
Has
last
that
week
been I've... said to you before?
No.
Did you just make that up, really?
I did.
Jesus Christ.
Is that why? Does it sound good?
You are a stoner.
Do you want some?
Jesus Christ.
Dude.
I'm freaking out, man.
If the disc golf sweatshirt... And the fucking, like, naming the pot thing and working for a music label didn't already spell it out. Like,
dude, I was done from the start.
How long have you been an official balls-to-the-wall, real-deal stoner?
Because
I've known you for, like, almost
real deal
10
stoner,
years, and I didn't
16,
know you were a stoner.
Probably 16 years old, right when I joined a band. It was when it went all downhill.
But that's weird because you guys have known each other for a very long time.
I never knew that you were a...
You've known him for, like, what, 6, 7, 8 years?
Something like that.
Going on...
Yeah, and I never knew that you were, like, an actual, real-life, living pothead.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things where it just becomes who you are.
Let me just explain that Brandon has a daughter, and he's probably the most together dude, and he's a wonderful father and, like, a really good guy that has, like, a good job and takes care of his shit and owns a house, a single father, all this shit, and about when 10 o'clock rolls around, It's the Afghani dream time around here.
I'm just a connoisseur of types, man. You know,
the guy likes
beer, good weed.
Yeah.
Good.
No, there's nothing. I never got it before because I was always like, I would always party to get up. I'd always be like, you know, let's fucking rage.
Yeah,
right?
Party.
But now I'm like, I'm fucking raged out. Help me come back down.
Get me down, somebody.
Somebody come up to the fucking ledge and get a ladder and bring me down. I'm fucked.
What was that when you hit 30? Was that your realization?
Yeah, really it was. It was really recently. And I was just like, I just want to fucking relax.
Trying to get high.
I just want to get high and fucking take a nap. Yeah.
Good stuff, man.
Fucking right.
Fucking right. Did you guys hear that California is split right down the middle, half and half?
Is there an earthquake or something?
No,
well,
they're going to try to legalize it.
Right. That election is on the 2nd, right?
Yeah, dude. They're split right down the middle.
November 2nd.
Fucking moving to Cali.
Are you going to get an 11-2 t-shirt and wear it? Like a 4-point shirt?
Yes.
Is it going to have a giant pot leaf on it?
I was going to be a maple leaf, but...
Brandon, that's Canada. We don't talk about Canada on this show.
That's the good weed.
Okay.
Right. Well, yeah.
Before we forget, because we're horrible at plugging things.
And we're probably not going to get a picture ever again on this show.
Nah. We don't need
that
one.
That ship has sailed.
Nobody wants to know what Brandon looks like.
I don't
know. Who did that? Okay. Some shaking going on microphones. Yeah, you have a show on November 17th.
Yeah, November 17th.
With Ratcatcher.
Ratcatcher. It'll be really our first actual real deal fucking decent show that's not a fest or a fucking jack-off put-together thing. So we're going to do...
this is not a jack-off
It's not a jack-off put-together thing, but it'll be with two bands you've actually heard on the show, Torch Aspires and Fiero. So yeah,
who's headlining that one?
I believe we are. I don't know. We're going to draw straws.
That's ridiculous.
Nobody knows. Nobody wants to fucking...
This is the kind of ego you deal with.
I have no
Brent.
Ego at all. This is what
Brent
I said.
Just has
we're opening the show.
No,
this is our first show.
I said, well, it's actually our fourth, but I said, let's
it's our
draw.
Fourth
I told
show.
Everyone...
Yeah, your first show was at fucking South by Southwest or something?
Something like that. And
did you guys get flown down there?
Okay.
Fucking technology.
Anyways, what's going on, guys?
Right.
Let's just switch topics because I don't remember where we were.
I don't either.
We got cut off there.
I think
so. Andrew Dice Clay is in the news these days.
No, not at all.
Oh.
Just for me. But like, do you ever have that thing where like you spend all of your life hating something and realize that it may or may not have been like unwarranted? Like, Andrew Dice Clay's...
unwarranted?
Yeah, like, you just spend all your entire life hating something that you just think is across-the-board bullshit.
Uh-huh.
But then you kind of, like, look into it. And you're like...
Why don't you just explain the story?
Dice Clay is, like, the biggest punchline in comedy because most of what he's ever done is really bad.
Uh-huh.
He's been doing this character. I think everyone thinks that the Dice Clay is like him, right? But it's a
sure.
character that he made up, right?
Yeah.
So for some reason, I've just always been like, eh, obviously this guy sucks. And I don't know why, but lately I've been doing this like, eh, let's delve into things a little bit more. And he put out this record. It's like, must have been like early. It was like his peak of his fame, like the peak of his fucking shitty.
Hey, duh!
He put out this record.
Look him, at me.
And, hey, what you did?
Boo!
That's my Dice Clay impression. He put out this record called The Day the Laughter Died, Part 1. And it's like, honestly, he was like selling out Madison Square Garden and shit, but he decided to put out this record of him at a, like just at Dangerfields on like New Year's Day. There's like maybe like 40 people there. And it's like an hour and a half unedited set, and he doesn't do any of that fucking shitty shit. He's like doing comedy, and you realize like the guy's like a really good comic.
He's a genius.
And,
was it really funny?
It's genuine. Like, most of it is just like crowd work and him fucking with people, you know, and just being awful, but being awesome. And you realize that the guy like is a really, really serviceable like club comic. He's not just the
nickery dickery dip.
Like, so I don't know. So then I kind of just did more research on this album because I thought it was fantastic, and I just thought it was a really good example of like what he could have been. And then I realized like all these people, like all these really famous comics, like people like Louis C.K. and Joe Rogan, all these guys like point to this record as being like really influential and like really kind of like really under the radar like cult kind of hit thing.
Mm-hmm.
So then I looked on like the next one that I've always used to be like, hey, fuck that guy. It was fucking Dane Cook.
Right.
Which recently like I've gone to.
Dane Cook was also the butt of many
everything.
Jokes. Yeah.
Everything.
I never really hated Dane Cook. I don't know. I've never really thought he was funny.
I don't either. I don't find his comedy very funny. Brandon, you're a stoner. Do you find Dane Cook funny?
Fuck no.
Okay. And, but he's been kind of making the rounds and doing a lot more interviews.
That's all you have to do, Brandon.
Yeah. Just whenever you don't like something, just stoner it up for us real quick.
Doing a fantastic job.
But anyway, so Dane Cook has kind of been sticking up for himself a bit more lately. You've probably heard him on a lot of shows and stuff. And so you go back and like actually look at his comedy, and if it was anybody else, you'd be like, hey, no, it's really not that bad. But then he put out this record called Isolated Incident. Have you ever heard of that?
No, I've never really followed him.
Well, the same thing. Like, but it's just I just looked it up because everybody said, you know, this fucking if this was anybody else, people would think it was really cool. Same thing, one edited, one camera special, like from a smaller club. And it's like it's genuinely like good shit. Like,
oh, really?
It's good, like actual, honest, decent shit. It's like him being really kind of mean a little bit, and you're like, wow, this guy's gotten a really. I mean, obviously, like his early shit is just dumb fucking frat humor.
Sure,
but he might have. I don't know. All I'm saying is, throughout the years, Dice Clay and Dane Cook may have gotten a bit of a harsh rap.
Sure, somebody has to, right?
I suppose.
If it's not the Klan, it's Andrew Dice Clay.
If it's not the Jews. And I think if you get a chance, I think you should look up either of those records.
Yeah, what is that Dane Cook one?
It's called Isolated Incident. Mm. And I know that because I looked up fucking everything I could look up on Dane Cook and Dice Clay.
Sure. Week.
I just want to be either know that I'm right or be proven wrong. And I kind of think I'm getting proven wrong on both of those guys. They might have been like taking the wrong career paths, but I think they actually were both decent comics. Maybe are still.
Were.
They're both dead now. Which leads us to our next story. They're both fucking dead.
Move on.
Okay.
Oh!
Well, let's go to a song. Here's a song. It's Berry Tree by Fiero.
I believe it was yesterday. I was called to the bathroom at the cemetery. Somebody didn't shit in the toilet. Somebody shat on the toilet. They shat on the walls. They shat on the floor. I had to clean it up, man. But before that, for about 10 to 15 seconds, man, I just stared at somebody's shit. To be totally honest with you, man, it was a really, really profound moment. Old, and in about 10 seconds, I gotta start cleaning up somebody's shit.
Speaking of comedy, when are you going to do an open mic, Brent? Are you going to Grumpy's tomorrow?
Not tomorrow, but I will do it.
Oh, you're not? Oh, okay.
I was kind of waiting for you to do it. Why don't you tell everybody about your...
Well, I did it. It's not that big a deal, though.
I want you to talk about it.
Well, sure.
You've been talking about it for about a year now.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I did my first open mic
on Friday. How do you feel
like
you grade yourself?
C minus.
That's not bad.
Yeah, I got tiny laughs, but... I was expecting it to go way more terrible. There was definitely, maybe I shouldn't talk about other fucking local comedians, but there were some people who probably don't listen to this, and yeah, they were terrible. Much worse than me.
Well, good. You don't want to be the worst on your first time.
No, I wasn't the worst.
Did you feel comfortable?
Yeah, you know, it was weird because it's something that you think about and you put off forever because you just don't want to be like, oh, fuck, I'm right. fucking bleh. Right. And you get all up in your head about it. And I got up there and I got done and I was like, that was it? That's yeah. like, it's nothing. You just feel like immediately I felt like I just wanted to go back up there.
Yeah.
Well, that's which is kind of why I want to go to that thing tomorrow. Like, I don't, now I'm all like, oh, it's cool.
Well, that's the best. That's everyone always talks about, like, your first time you're going to suck and... You know, it's so scary, but like if you can get through that.
Yeah, I think me and you would have an advantage because we're musicians and we're right. kind of used to being up front like that. So it didn't feel too weird to stand up there on a stage.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not like I'm a fucking loose
jokes into a
shit.
Microphone for the last
yes.
7 years.
Exactly.
Yeah, I definitely, like, but I was yeah. just kind of
So if you know me or where I'm going, don't go there for a few months. And let me get good first.
Stay away!
But are you gonna keep pursuing it then?
I am. It's, dude, like I said, like, as soon as, like.
What are you, 15?
I'm like 17-year-old.
Dude, man. I'm like.
You like annoying the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Isn't that an awesome burn, Brandon?
Burn!
Thanks.
That's not funny. But later that night, ever since then, I've just been like, we need to fucking go up.
Sure. Well, that's better than feeling like that fucking didn't pay off at all.
Right,
like,
yeah.
What a waste of anxiety.
I'm going to go kill myself.
Right, I was expecting it done and be like, have a big fucking weight off my chest, but I was like, that was fucking nothing.
Good.
Way to go, Pete.
Yeah, just go up there.
Did you,
Brandon, you do it too.
I'm going to.
When you were planning for it, did you write jokes or did you just kind of wing it?
No, I rehearsed a lot.
Did you?
I rehearsed in
out
the
loud?
Car. Yeah.
Wow.
In front of
so
people?
So unlike you.
Yeah, no shit,
prepare
right?
prepare for something.
Yeah. No, but I didn't word it. It wasn't. It was a very strict outline, but yeah. not word for word right. kind of thing.
Well, good for you. I'm proud of you. I think that's awesome.
There you go, Pete.
Yeah, I'll definitely. Now I have to because I can't let you do something without
right.
me doing it.
Yeah, we have to compete.
It's been 10 years of copying each other.
Yeah.
What? You ate a
What's
bear?
What's our next
Fuck.
Endeavor? Let's make a fucking film about Brandon.
Sure. Let's nice. Make a film about this guy. What is a one word soundbites with you tonight?
Way to go! Yes.
Well, that'll be good. That'll be good that you're doing that, because A, then I won't have to fucking feel like shit, and B, we can get more shitty guests on this show.
Right, and then
of.
We can also be prepared for a surprise that we have coming up. Ooh. Should we just say it?
Say it!
What's coming up?
On New Year's.
Oh, yeah. Well, is that out yet? I suppose it's out yet.
They don't have it on their website, and that's kind of what I was waiting for.
Right.
What are you just talking about?
We're doing a Metallica show on New Ooh. Year's, and we're going to host it.
Yeah,
awesome.
It'll be good. It's gonna be way too much of us for one night. If you don't, if you
yeah,
don't
no
like
shit.
Us,
if you don't like us, you are fucked. Either that or just hang out in the bar till Metallica.
Right.
Which will
just
also
go. Just go
you guys
see
it. Do like duo stand up. You guys gonna go?
Oh, we're
together.
Gonna do this show on stage.
Oh, come on, fuck the show. Do something cool.
Wow.
What you don't
your
like?
Your mic's off for the rest of the night.
It's Twin Cities Tank and Metallica.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll be a weird night. I don't know. I feel like I kind of have to. I owe it to people to not fuck up that night.
Why?
Well,
who cares?
No,
Wait,
because
I
always fuck those things up.
Go to the
up.
Show and don't fuck up.
Okay. Boom.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's go to. Okay. Let's go
I just
to
don't feel like I there's any way I can promise that I'm gonna be in any shape to be funny or awesome past like 10:30 that night.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I'll just get fucking ripped on Brandon's fucking Arabian Sunshine.
Sounds good.
Do we want to talk about Holy Land Farts?
I do. I want to hear about this because I drive past there a lot, and I'm always like, I want to go there, but I feel like it would make me fart a whole bunch.
Have you ever eaten there?
I have not ever.
Oh, my God. No. It's awesome. I used to live over by there, Holy Land, Lowry and Central.
Sure.
It's Mediterranean food. And yeah, holy shit, we were used to walk up there and get the buffet all the time. The buffet is fucking awesome.
You should make a poster for him that says, Holy Land, or like, holy shit. And then you push a button and it goes...
Or it could say, holy shit, and then have the shit crossed out and then land
and
written
Princess
over
Jasmine
it.
Jasmine on a rug flying by.
Yeah, yeah.
She's wonderful. Everywhere.
It didn't take long for that to go racist. Yeah, no, but I ate Holy Land yesterday. Yeah, you guys know. You were at practice last
it
night.
It was horrible.
I destroyed this place with my...
This is not a big room.
With my
Brandon has to repaint
anal
this room.
Passage.
Pretty much.
There was one time where I
basically
saw you farting,
it gave me the farts.
I lifted you 3 inches off your chair.
Yes. No, and then, oh my God. And then I went home and I was hungry and we didn't have much to eat. So I found this old bag of something called Cheetos cheese, not puffs, but like
poofs, damn it.
Poofs?
Pause.
Poofs.
Is it poofs?
Yeah, yeah, you know, poofs. You ain't want my cheesy poofs. You know.
Fuck off. Fuck off like the next half.
Come on, poofs, man. Cheesy poofs. Come on.
Yeah.
Cheesy poofs.
They were not cheesy poofs.
Brandon Gilby.
Those are fictional poofs.
Get my damn cheesy poof off.
I don't know. But these things are like that popcorn for braces.
Oh, yeah.
Only
yeah,
it's
yeah,
like yeah. You're eating a sponge with a dusting of cheese on top of it. I don't remember what they were called. But they were.
Yeah, I don't remember.
But they apparently had been sitting in my mom's pantry for.
You said yes. Pantry, right?
Yes, I'm, okay. I live mom's at my parents' pants. House where not they have panties. A pantry, okay. And yeah, that, I think that added to the farts because I woke up this morning and I took a shower and then I went back in my room.
Did you fart in the shower?
Probably.
That is the worst fart ever.
Oh
that's
no,
the worst
it's
fart
awful.
Of your day.
I have to. Yeah.
Yeah, because I
just all the steam.
I've got a routine,
and then it's like trapped in there yeah, with the blunt, with the.
It's
the,
like you know in spy movies when they spray the mist and then the laser shows up.
Uh-huh.
Like the shower is the mist and the laser is the fart. Like it just sticks to the particles in the shower.
Yeah,
I'm glad I don't have any integrity left. Or I wouldn't be having this conversation with you. But no, sometimes like I'll like cause I have a routine where I'll get up and I'll like. Space out for like 5 minutes or so, and then I'll take a shit and then a shower because you don't want to do
oh,
this
yeah.
backwards.
No, that's...
But I'll get in the shower and I'll have to like fucking just air out some details, and it's just
see, I feel the
madness.
Opposite about the shit in the shower.
Why?
I would shit after the shower. That's when you can get out.
What?
Because if you shit and then you shower, then the fucking bathroom stinks like shit.
Yeah, but at least you're cleaning your asshole then.
Yeah, that's true.
You got
cleaning the asshole thing.
Yeah. Then you're really susceptible to strep rectum if you do it in the reverse
order. Sure, yeah.
Order.
Anyways, so I got out of the shower and I went back into my room and it was like a fucking toxic bug bomb went off.
So you've been farting all night long.
Yes. Yes. We had to fucking evacuate. No.
Your parents are
that's
out of
stupid.
The yawn with blankets and shit trying to sleep.
Show your dick, Pete. Righteous son of a bitch.
Yeah, sleep on a picnic in my front yard.
That's the worst, like when your own farts are bugging you.
Oh my God.
Like, if you're like in a long car ride and like somebody else's farts are bugging you, like, God, stop farting. But when it's you, you're like torn between having to like feel like absolute horseshit or get these paint peeling farts out of my ass.
Yeah, well, because they were giving me a stomach ache if I didn't
right.
like
right.
shoot
you
them out.
Let them go. Mm-hmm.
I think that as you get older, you just stop caring about where you fart,
right?
Well,
or who you fart next to.
Right.
When you eat Mediterranean food, apparently you have to.
I just think that if you went over to wherever the Mediterranean is, it would just smell like a fucking.
Oh yeah. Well, they have all
plant.
Kinds of other disgusting smells that
like
are very apparent in their restaurant.
Like their citizens.
God.
What? I don't even
why
think, that, don't even think that's
again.
Racist. Is it?
A little bit.
What is Mediterranean? What is that's not even specific. That's like saying Pacific people.
Well,
again, racist.
That's like saying all black. I'm just kidding.
This is going bad.
No, but they do. Yeah.
Some cultures just, have stinky fucking food.
Yeah.
Admit it. It's not racist.
Sometimes China smells like a bag of trash.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes you walk into an Indian place run by all fucking Ecuadorian people and it smells like a fucking homeless guy. Whatever.
It smells like a homeless guy's patchouli. Like, that's kind of the exact thing. Like, the bum version of patchouli.
Or do you ever go like, in the bathroom after your mom
like,
takes
yeah, like...
called dry vomit.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
oh yeah,
to patchouli or to hippies, like that have money, mm-hmm. they get the nice patchouli. This yeah. is like how hobos smell good. They yeah. find like a pizza box with like some mold in it and mix it with some pee, and then they splash it on their neck, and it, for some reason that smells better.
We're always covering really, really like cutting edge topics.
Yeah.
So now you know how homeless
that's,
people get that.
That's exactly that what smell. The Mediterranean restaurants smell like.
Do you think that people from other countries walk into our shitty restaurants and be like, what the fuck? Apparently they all
like, burp.
They all sound like Carlos Mencia. What the fuck?
What the fuck is
that? No, I don't. ever. I think that you could potentially think that meatloaf smelled like shit if you weren't.
Meatloaf? Oh, yeah.
Who the fuck serves meatloaf at a restaurant?
No, the singer.
God damn it.
Just kidding.
Look.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry about your stinky farts, and I'm sorry that...
Well, they're gone now.
Okay,
we can all rest easy this evening.
Okay, because that door is locked. I don't want to get stuck in here with your fucking farts.
Okay, song time. Here. Here.
Eat. What is this? Is this
eat,
it?
Eat this, America.
Touch. Let's do this broadcasting hate wave. I sat alive from a rain cave. This ain't the land of the slaves. It is the home of the brave.
Yeah, you've made a bitch out of me for the last time.
So you wanna be the tough dog? Never back down, always in charge. You'll never be the tough dog. You ain't been around, you ain't hard. Tough dog. Tough dog. Tough dog.
Sex tip on me, kicking your ass.
To tear up a knee like a sack of broken glass.
Ain't calling it sick, I'm calling you out.
I'm full of angel dust, you're full of doubt.
Yeah, you made a punk out of me for the last time.
So you wanna be the tough dog?
Tough dog.
Never back down, always in charge. You'll never be the tough dog.
Tough dog.
Cause I'm the wind, and I am hard. Tough dog.
I am the alpha male,
top of the food chain. But there's just one thing driving me insane. You're starting a lab riot, I'd like to see you try it. Your attitude, I just don't buy it.
Put my restraint on a diet. Let's see you try it. Let's see you try it.
So you want to? So you wanna be the tough dog?
Tough dog.
Never back down. Always in charge. You'll never be the tough dog.
Tough dog.
You ain't been around and you ain't.
Mad Respect. That's mine and Brent's fake rap metal band. Okay, Brent, would you like to do some week late news? Alright, what's in the news this week, Brent?
Let's get the obvious one out of the way.
Okay.
Chilean miners, huh?
Yeah, they got out.
They're out 69 days.
Say, that was on purpose.
No. Like, everybody knows the story. These guys got trapped in a mine, then the government shoved some tubes down there to give them food and whatever the fuck else. And
This they supports my whole tube hypothesis, or not hypothesis, but I just like tubes.
Tubes are fun. Yeah. But do you think, and this is, I don't mean to keep being so fucking awful all the time, but don't you think that they, like, a couple of them had to have fucked each other?
Of course, dude.
Did you guys think it was like jail? Like... Well, I wondered if it was like that, what movie did I watch this week? I don't remember. But that, you know when you go to Antarctica?
Yes.
And you're just like,
oh,
or when the people go into space and they're mm-hmm. just isolated for so long,
they have to fuck each other,
or at least
yeah, they just get fucking crazy.
Yeah,
do you think space that they madness. Went just went? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They got minor madness.
Got
it's like March Madness, only it's with jizz.
It's kind of like Maniac Mansion.
Well, okay. Have you ever gone 69 days without jacking off?
They maybe probably like the first at least had days a jack-off corner.
That's what I'm saying. Like, somebody was like, look, if you're going to jack-off, it's like Blair Witch. You have to put your back to everybody else in the corner.
Right.
And you have it's gonna, like, keep it under a minute.
Were they all, like, very close quarters?
I honestly
no,
think
it was
that,
big.
Was it big?
Big okay. cavern.
That's what
yeah,
I really? Thought.
Yeah. yeah.
Oh, okay. That's better. Like they still yeah. fucked each other, though.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So they were like, all right, that's the corner where you shit. Yeah. That's where you yeah, jack-off. Yeah.
Oh,
that's
man, it must have smelled like Holy said. Land Deli down there.
Oh, only if they found pizza mold and
but
pee.
But it's kind of like the updated version of Baby Jessica in the well. Remember from that
yeah.
chick from the 80s?
That I think chick the, yeah, the 80s. That chick. That one hope.
Yeah, but only this one, like, apparently it broke every, like, TV and internet viewing record.
Really?
Just people watch these fuckers come out of this hole. That fucked each other. Were they for sure fucked each other?
Were they for sure at least had a jack-off corner?
Exactly. I think we can all agree that they definitely had a jack-off contest.
This is, yeah, this is a very racy episode.
Well,
it's
I
a lot
think,
of jacking off. And
I think...
Just trying to be honest here.
Look, yeah. I like both you guys a lot, and you're both really good friends of mine, but if we get trapped in this room for the next 69 days, I'm fucking one of you
I'm fucking one of your asses.
You know, we at least have
the other one's going to watch, for sure.
We got a closet, but that's...
Yeah, privacy
that would,
closet.
It would take about 1 week for that to go from the jack-off closet to the fuck closet because one of you is getting fucked.
Oh, I was just saying, so who's ever fucking that you get some privacy. Mm-hmm. I mean,
but
I don't want
to... We agree that...
I don't want to watch you and Brandon fuck is what I'm saying.
But we agree that one of us is fucking one, a couple of the other ones.
Well, we could both fuck Brandon.
We'll fuck Brandon up. So yeah,
Brandon,
they're out.
Can we do a, what's that, tripod? I don't know.
Like Eiffel Towers?
Yeah, Eiffel Tower.
Yeah. Chinese finger trap?
Can we Eiffel Tower you, Brandon?
Brandon,
after we keister her some yegg shots? Brent?
I keistered a yegg bomb. So yeah, also, this is awesome. The Vatican newspaper? The Vatican has their own newspaper.
Oh, this is going to be good.
They have declared... This is one of those things where the Catholic Church, or any religion, specifically Catholicism or Christianity as a whole, just decides that something that they want to be right is right.
Yeah.
But the Vatican has...
They do this all the time. It's this the and every time, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. It's that thing where, you know, when you argue with your girlfriend, right? And you're like, yeah. You know, you're trying to tell her that she's like, that she cheated on you or something, you know? And she's like, I did not. And you're like, I saw you. You were at Jeff's house last night. She's like, exactly. That's what I'm trying to say. And you're like, what did you just do?
What?
Like, what kind of weird circular... They have... The Vatican has decided that Homer Simpson is Catholic. By the
oh.
way, he's a cartoon character.
Good.
So you know that
what?
Guy? You know that guy on that cartoon show that constantly rips religion to shreds?
Yeah.
And
he's
really,
no Catholic.
You know that the, all of that show's joke schedule fucking what? What am I trying to say?
Writers?
So, no, they all fucking revolve around the fact that Homer hates going to church and he hates religion.
Oh, totally.
And how stupid it is. The Vatican was like, well. Pfft. So obviously it means he's Catholic, right?
There was one time where he met God.
Yeah.
But other than that, yeah, yeah.
There's no way
I,
that,
I don't
like,
believe it.
Okay, and then the yeah. writer... The
you don't believe... No, this is what they're saying.
That's, the, oh, yeah. that's what you're like. You can say, like, yeah, no, he's actually... He hates it, and they'd be like, I know, exactly.
Exactly,
he's Catholic.
He's Catholic.
Can we claim somebody else for something else?
Hitler right. is a fucking member of PETA.
Yes.
I don't know.
Can PETA claim Hitler?
Yes, I think they
PETA,
can.
PETA...
Or any cartoon character.
Somehow PETA has more moral standing in this
or like the KKK can claim fucking... Rupert Murdoch? I don't know.
Magic Johnson.
Magic, yeah.
We saved his ass.
It's like, yeah, I mean, yeah, well, that makes about as much sense that he's fucking black. Whatever. You know, because they hate blacks.
Yes.
I feel like I'm being too racist. What's going on? I just said the word black, and I, you know, I double guessed the black thing.
You did.
Look, whatever you're going to say is right. No.
just being honest.
So the Vatican's just like, yeah, no, B is like anti unpious as you like, be just fucking anti everything religion, and we'll still fucking pick your ass up. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if they just like Salman Rushdie. He's one of us now. That whole Satanic Verses thing was nothing. Was that Salman Rushdie? Satanic Bible. I no, could be no, way off not. Of my literary knowledge because I know dick about
Salman
it.
Salman Rushdie was the guy who threatened some kind of Muslim figure or something. He wrote an article.
Wrote the Satanic Bible too.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought that was somebody else.
You're thinking of that guy that Led Zeppelin lived with.
Maybe I am.
Whatever.
All right.
That was the uninformed version of that of our literary whatever. This is awesome. Do you guys like Radiohead?
Yes.
Brandon, no. You ever get high and listen to Radiohead?
Sure, sometimes.
Okay, now you can continue getting high and not listening to Radiohead because Tom York has collaborated with Brian Ferry, Mark Ronson, Bob Hoskins, Andy Murray, British Prime Minister David Cameron for a new single for charity. You know what it's called? 2 Minute Silence. You know what it is? 2 Minutes of Silence.
Oh, my God.
So these motherfuckers are releasing a single. I'm doing finger quotes. A single.
Of silence.
Of 2 minutes of silence.
Well, why does it take all of them to be silent?
It's fucking symbolic, asshole.
Do you think they were in the studio being silent for 2 minutes?
They actually pushed, like, shh, fuck, no.
That tape sucked.
Let's cut that again.
Auto-tune that shit?
Hoskins.
Tom York,
Hoskins
shut the fuck up.
Do wow. it again.
That's pretty terrible.
It's really
I do like Radiohead. They're one of my favorite bands, but that's fucking stupid.
It says...
that's pretty dumb.
Royal British Legion Director General Chris Simpkin said, rather than record a song, we felt the UK public would recognize the poignancy of silence and its clear association with remembrance.
Yeah, nobody's
going to
get that.
What radio station's going to play that shit?
I don't fucking know. I think it's supposed to be irony. I don't.
We're going to air 2 minutes
of that's pretty far up someone's your own ass.
Yeah, oh, exactly. Mm. You have to be really, really like convinced that everything you do is important to do something like that.
Yeah.
Like in Tom York.
And to think that other people would give a fuck. Like, of course.
Of course.
Silence. Why did I think of that?
Tom York's one of the only guys that you would listen to just sing anything.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be tons of Radiohead freaks that are going to be like,
right.
He's trying to make a message.
Yeah.
Or whatever. You know how those guys talk.
I don't think it takes much introspection to realize how fucking dumb and egomaniacal this is, but it's for charity, so we all got to fucking love it. I'll bet it'll sell 2 million copies.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
I'm not going to buy that.
Fucking England.
I'm going to steal it off the internet.
Yeah, I'm going to download that shit.
I'll get it on LimeWire.
Yeah,
it wouldn't be a new segment if we didn't talk about Kanye West.
Oh, sure.
What up? Did you guys see his cover for his album that was apparently banned?
No.
Okay, if you ever get a chance to see it, which it doesn't matter.
Do you have it on the thing?
I do, but they can't see it.
Well, let me see it.
I don't have it right now. I got a lot of shit going on in my life. But it's basically, it's a red album cover with like a cartoon black guy with like a white chick. They're both balls naked and the one's straddling him. It's supposed to be like some sort of mythical sex beast, apparently. It doesn't make sense. Whatever. And by the way, his album is called... Remember it was going to be called...
I don't know anything about him.
Okay.
I don't know what it would have been called. This is the first time hearing of any of this.
Well, Kanye West, he's like... We've read his Twitter stuff on here before.
Right.
He's an absolute fucking madman. Well, it's going to be called Good Ass Job. That was originally
No, you did tell me that.
Right.
Yes.
But then he changed it to... Apparently he wanted to goth out and call it My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
I like Good Ass Job better.
Good Ass Job is way cooler. But anyway, so he put out all these tweets, which here's a couple of them. Yo, they banned my album cover. And they don't want me chilling on the couch with my phoenix. This is like a phoenix, like a fucking whatever.
Yeah.
Winged bitch. That
right.
Was sucking his dick. Anyway, so then he says, so Nirvana can have a naked human being on their cover, but I can't have a painting of a monster with no arms and a polka dot tail and wings? Kanye West is very, very obviously trying to make himself seem counterculture. But then it came out that it wasn't banned at all. That Def Jam just said, that kind of just sucks. You shouldn't use it. Like, it's just really ugly looking. You probably shouldn't use that. His ego fucking has ate his brain to death, and he just cannot fucking figure out how insane he sounds when he types onto a computer.
Yeah.
So he wants this thing to be a huge, like, oh man, they're trying to, the fucking man is keeping Kanye down with his stupid watercolor painting of a fucking girl with wings sucking my dick. But
I feel like there's a million things I could say about him, but
there's nothing
that we've just covered multiple times on here. Like, he's just an idiot.
He's a crazy person.
Yeah. He's fucking stupid.
He's either crazy or he's the best meta comic ever. Either this is all an act and he's just the funniest fucking guy ever, or he's crazy. Like, he's got to be crazy. I don't know any of his music, and that's fine, but
wow. That's kind of actually what I was having this conversation the other day with Stacy about how in 10, 12 years, R. Kelly's going to do this.
Sure.
He's just going to come out and be like, dude, I was totally messing around. You actually watched that fucking rap opera thing?
Yeah.
I thought that was good?
Psych!
Like, who the fuck thought that was good? And then the fact that he takes it so seriously, too, like in interviews, like, yeah, I might do another one. Really? You're going to do another fucking song about a... There was the midget and the... And it was the same fucking song the entire time. Yeah. Anyways,
but
we don't need to...
But, you know, it's kind of like that... what's Andy Kaufman's alter ego guy?
Tony Clifton.
It's like that kind of thing where he's like...
That's exactly what I'm saying.
What am I going to do to these fuckers? Like, to tell you what, release a story that I pissed on a 14-year-old. See what that does. People still are just like, you know what? He's a really good singer, though. Like, you're like, what? I peed on a teenager. On her face. I peed on her face with my dick. Whatever. Yeah, rap stars are fucking crazy now. Like, they used to just be really violent.
Rap stars are crazy.
No, but they used to just be like fucking assholes. Like, they would just shoot people. Now they're just insane. Like, now they're just crazy sociopathic people that fucking have a Twitter account and a fucking dick that they want to pee on people. It's crazy. Let's lead into our next story. Remember,
that's
our
life, baby.
That's life. That's life in the gangster
world,
baby. This is all spoken so from the white point of view. I don't know shit about rap, so that really hinders my ability to speak.
Hooray. What, more rap story?
Yeah, remember T.I.?
Yes.
Okay, T.I. did this show where he was going to jail and he tried to do some good deeds for the community.
Uh-huh.
And he got like a year or something for like some gun charges or whatever. Recently, he some guy was going to jump off a skyscraper.
Yeah.
And he's like, he got busted for weed again in like ecstasy and all this shit recently. He's on probation. So he was going to go back to jail. So then T.I.'s like, tell you what, maybe I go talk this faggot down from this building. Yeah, the judge looks at me as a good citizen. They were like, yeah.
Was this real? Did he stage it?
He really did.
He didn't stage this?
No.
No, maybe. Well,
wouldn't put it past
him
at all.
Yes.
But the judge was like, yeah, good job. You're still totally going to jail. Like, so he's in jail for 11 months.
Too bad you're going to jail.
So how did that come about that he talked the person down?
He heard it was like right by his house, and maybe they had a police scanner, or he heard about it somehow. And so he drove down there, and he was like, yo, baby, you got a life to live.
So did
baby.
He walk up to like the dude with the megaphone and just be like,
give that thing?
Yo, check it out. I can get him down. And then he just like did it. That sounds like it's out of a stupid fucking. Yeah. Loaded Weapon 1 movie or something.
You mind if I give a shot?
I've already paid the guy to go up there to be...
He goes, you've had a 10-year career of talking about how much you love shooting people. You obviously are qualified to talk a man down. Anyway, so yeah, he's going back to jail.
Oh.
And then...
Good though. Good on him.
How we
talk that guy down.
How are we for time? Why don't fucking rappers
smoke
their fucking pot in their house?
Because you got a party, baby.
Like, why, if you were a rapper out on probation,
why do you roller skate outside of the house?
You are not.
Because it's way better.
Because they got like 15 kids at home. Huh? They got like kids at home and shit, man. You got to take
care of kids at home. You got to go sky. Why? I don't know.
All right.
I'm done.
We'll do two more and then we'll be good.
Two more. Just
wait. Who said rappers don't smoke in their houses?
We want to do. You want to go out on a sad note, or you want to do something funny?
Oh, let's do a funny one.
There's a guy.
And then we'll play Dirty B.
There's a guy, 33 years old. His name is Steven Kutzner.
John Kutzman?
He was a teacher at a school. He's now facing 10 years in prison for downloading Simpsons porn.
Oh.
Long pause. And we're off. Some people, I don't know, have you ever seen that?
Yeah.
People make like Simpsons characters fucking each other.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Okay, well, here's why. This came from like an Australian case or something, but people make these like fucking hardcore porn cartoons of like famous cartoon characters, and there's like Simpsons and Powerpuff Girls and stuff. And because he was apparently had shit on his computer of like Bart and Lisa Simpson fucking registered
kiddie porn
as child sex predator.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's kiddie porn, dude. It's a kiddie.
You can't draw naked kids?
If that was a crime, you'd be in fucking prison, that's for sure.
No, those were all 18-year-olds.
No, I think you were in like 6th or 7th grade.
No, but I only drew 18-year-olds. Yeah, so that's the thing.
Back then, you could see this case coming.
Yeah.
Good for you. So if you want to draw people fucking, make sure they're wearing a shirt that says they're 18 or something. So this guy is maybe could lose his entire life, have to register as a sex offender, do 10 years in prison because he hit download on pictures of drawings fucking each other. Awesome.
Yeah. Well,
awesome.
Wow.
Good job, America.
You mean Australia?
Or whatever. This was in America. And they're using that.
Oh, wait,
like
what?
This is
maybe it originated in Australia.
This is like a couple years ago. Some guy was beating off to fucking Flintstones porn or something. And
was he actually beating off to it, or did he? I don't know.
They didn't say that.
Well,
the
they should really specify.
They came in with guns drawn, and he was like,
put it down.
Did you ever masturbate to this? I think that would be relevant enough.
If you were jacking off to Simpsons porn?
Look, I want to know if he was actually jacking off or if he just had it.
Maybe we can get him on the show and ask him.
Yeah, what's his number?
4-5.
Did they give that?
Jizz. Then
Bartcum.com.
Bartcum. Bartcum on your face.
Bartcum. Oh, I hate this show. Let's go out on a sad note.
I thought that was the last one.
Deaths this week. Tom Bosley.
I'm going to cut this.
Tom Bosley from Happy Days.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Barbara Billingsley. Leave It to Beaver.
Ah, yeah.
And then that rapper, Idea, that local guy.
Idea.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I never was familiar with his music, but for by all accounts, he was a fucking sweet dude.
Yeah, dude.
And everybody that I know kind of said that he was a genius, so I'm going to take their word for it. Really sad. Young guy, 28 years old.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Terrible.
Speaking of rap music, we have a submission from somebody that I don't think listens to the show at all, so we can feel free to say whatever we want about him. Sometimes we get strange submissions, and this is from a guy named Dirty B.
Dirty B?
This also happens to have the distinction of being maybe the first person that's on this show that could possibly have us murdered if we say fucked up shit, so let's kind of watch
we'll
your tone on this one a little bit.
Dirty B. Here, I'm not saying anything other than it's Dirty B. So here it is, Dirty B.
I'm sitting two get some inches off the throne. Speakers be loud, so I can't hear a sound. It's possible me to one, and I know I'm going down. Got the mind in my lap, I'm smelling like a pound. Here I'm sitting two get some inches off the throne. Slow, brum low, yeah, crack down my window, blowing out that though, talking out that drove. Yeah, got my aloe, has back and forth to my tempo. Why is that work? Tossing them fries, I'm doing 95 on my ride with my on my side. Red bone on the right with my hand on her thighs. She's staring in my eyes, she's telling me she's sick of your lies. She's sick of you guys who talking about flipping them pies. The only thing you're flipping is the collar over your tie. I'm hotter than fire, I swear to God, you better retire. My 50 on the meter in the lane, I'm waving goodbye. Garcia Vega on deck, I've been burning about an hour. Damn, I just forgot, I didn't grab the powder. That's why I keep dipping, wood grain gripping, flat screens flipping, Impala on whipping. I'm sitting 20-some inches off the throne. Speakers be loud, so I can't hear a sound. It's possible me a woman, I know I'm going down. Got the line in my lap, I call smelling like a pound. Hey, I'm sitting 20-some inches off the ground. The speakers be loud, so I can't hear a sound. It's possible me a woman, I know I'm going down. Got the line in my lap, I smelling like a pound. I turn heads every corner I bend. I'm in the bins, I leave them mesmerized as the room spin. Driving 10% behind the tent, grind with some twins. One pulling from the perp, the other sipping no gin. Yo, sorry baby girl, I ain't none like your man. I ride past the folks with a in my hand, getting blazed cause I can.
cool as a fan. Music loud like a ride with a marching band. I smoke a lot of. You ride with me, you need oxygen. You're fire from the pipes like I'm Brian Arsenal. Hand on the wheel when I swerve, look who spill. Trying to dodge these flies, I'm getting caught up in my grill. When I pass, you get chills. Drive slow like Gil. Trunk full of log apartment full of bills. Spent the fortune on the wheel. Car smelling like Gil. Flat screens with the tent. Got what a deal. I'm sitting 20-some inches off the ground. Speakers being loud, so I can't hear a sound.
Okay, Dirty B.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I love that.
Well, Brandon, thank you for being on the program.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yes, you added some lovely color to it.
You are absolutely the best one-line stoner I've ever heard in my life.
Boom.
Can you say, like, on the way, can you say, like, all right.
All right, guys.
That's how it is.
Brandon.
That's how we do this.
It's been a pleasure.
Good Thanks. Job, Brandon.
Glad, oh, yeah, we did this in Brandon's basement, so he allowed us to do that, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So everybody's all high.
All right, getting the fuck out of here. You're dead to me, Mexico.
For show notes and past episodes, go to TwinCitiesTank.com or our network's website at
PensyPenceGangsters.com.
If you're a local band or you're coming to the Twin Cities, send a professionally recorded MP3 to TwinCitiesTank@gmail.com and we'll play it on the show. Help us out by telling your friends about our show, going to iTunes, rating, subscribing, leaving comments. TwinCitiesTank@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you very much for listening.